Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. And your number was selected at random. Okay, are you currently registered to wear this address in Florida, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or registered something else?
Independent.
Okay. All right, sir, and what are the chances that you will vote on November's general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or will not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, can you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 60? Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself? African-American or black?
Spanish.
Oh, Hispanic, okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Right direction.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for a Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Republican.
Okay, would be definitely Republican, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, now I'd like to ask your impressions on people and organizations using a scale of, that you have, you may have heard of. So read each one. Please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Darren Soto. Favorable or unfavorable?
Never heard of it.
Never heard. Okay, never heard. Okay, Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Very or just on Western?
Very.
Okay, Thomas Chalifo.
Never heard.
Democrats in Congress.
No opinion, though.
Okay, no opinion. Project 2025.
I hear, but no opinion on that.
Okay. No opinion on that one. Okay, Republicans in Congress.
No opinion either.
Opinion. Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Very or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
And Joe Biden?
Unfavorable. I mean, somewhat. Yeah, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, sir. In thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhere disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, all right. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No opinion, because I don't think so.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcuse Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
No opinion on that. I don't know that.
Okay. You say you're undecided, but would you lean toward the Republican Rick Scott or
yes.
Lean the Republican. All right. All right. Sir,
the Democrat, but I'm changing over.
Okay. If the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Republican.
The Republican. All right. All right, sir, as you may know, there will be also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to limit government interference with abortion. And this is how it reads, okay? No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Okay, and would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No opinion on that.
Okay, well, if you had to lean towards, would you lean more to yes or lean more to no?
More to no.
Okay, lean to no. All right, sir, now I'd like to read you two brief statements about the two of the candidates for Congress. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass the bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass the law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare. So families don't have to choose between life-saving medications and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Okay, and the other one is Cornell Thomas Chalifo. He's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Cornell Chalifo will put America first by enforcing the law necessary for securing the border against that out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by, you know, cutting wasteful government spending, and make sure to make us independent from foreign energy sources. Cornell Chalifo will take this, his experience as a small business and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. All right, sir, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Republican.
The Republican. Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, and which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention right now? Making owning a home more affordable, promoting additional values in schools, lowering inflation and gas prices, protecting reproductive freedom, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting Social Security and Medicare, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, lowering the grocery prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down the rent prices, tackling crime and improving public safety, making health care more, you know, healthcare affordable for working families, or securing our border?
I would say the school and creative jobs.
Okay, let me see. School, traditional schools, and you said creating jobs,
yeah, more jobs.
Okay, lowering, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Okay, all right, sir. Now let me read you some reasons people have given for a candidate for U.S. Congress. Okay, assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think would be, you know, to vote for that candidate. Would be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will have virtually no effect at all in your decision. Okay, here's the first one. Thomas Chalifo will put an end to the border crisis that, you know, that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policy. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat, or has no effect on your decision?
Very, very.
Very convincing. Okay, Thomas Chalifo is a fiscal conservative who will run in and out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruption that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay, yeah, Thomas Chalifo will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalifo will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veterans' homelessness. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Okay, Darren Soto opposes any policies that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat, or has no effect?
Very convincing.
Okay, and Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun gun laws backed by sheriffs, and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Okay.
Sorry, how much longer do you have a call?
Well, we almost we're almost getting towards the answer. By Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Okay, so if you have a call, is there any way I can call you back, you know, after you're done?
Yeah, call me back. That would be good.
Okay, maybe I call you in maybe about 10 minutes, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.